That Good For You, a podcast all about sex and relationships. We cover everything from kinks to long-distance dating and everything in between. Today's topic is the hot boy musician stereotype. So very fitting for this is a repeat guest, my good friend Ryan Scott Graham.
Hi. Excited to be back. A little nervous because I didn't know that I was a hot guy. I am a musician, but I appreciate that.
A hot guy musician. You have stands.
I have some stands. I don't know if I'm particularly the hot guy in my band.
Okay.
But I don't know. I appreciate that. I'll take it as a compliment.
Well, that's actually a good segue. Like, is there always one hot guy of every band?
It just doesn't matter. The lead singer is the hot guy. Like, he could be the ugliest guy, but he's just the hot guy.
Always.
Always.
Well, wait. What about... Oh, there's one band I know. What about Pete Wentz?
Okay, you got me. Oh, he's definitely the hot guy. I mean...
So this is... I don't mean this any disrespect, yeah. But like, is Pete Wentz the exception because the lead singer is like... Not that he is, but like, I can't even picture what he looks like. Is he just like exceptionally unattractive?
I wouldn't say he's... I would say he's unattractive, but I think Pete Wentz is just like the face of the band. And it's odd for the lead singer to not be the face of the band. It's just one of those things.
But. Got it. So I want to do this episode. I want to do this as like a series. So I want to do like other stereotypical like hot guys. So yeah. I want to do like the guy on like a teen show that has like a lot of stands, which okay. I have a guy I've dated that could be perfect for that.
You have access to that.
I have access to that. And then I want to do like the bad boy. Like I want to get like a guy who's like been to jail and has like face tattoos.
That's absolutely hot. What about skater?
Skater, great one. Skater is a great one because I see so many memes, especially lately, about like, is he hot or is he just on a skateboard?
I was just going to say.
Like, I have to ask myself the same question. Tattoo artist is a great one. Every tattoo artist to me, when I walk into a tattoo shop, everybody working there, male or female, is sexually attractive to me, even if they're not like actually attractive.
And why do they like always have like the nicest hair?
Always.
It's tattoo
always
artist like, is like
slicked.
The pompadour.
Yes, it always looks so nice. Or they have like the shaved sides.
A nice fade.
They always dress nice.
Yeah.
It's just like you fall into that stereotype and you're like, I guess I'm a hot guy now.
If you just do something that's like kind of hot.
Exactly.
Like you excel at something, you're a little bit hotter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So one thing I want to start off with, just kind of casual. When did you get into music?
I would say, I mean, I've always loved music, I guess, but I started playing music in high school.
Okay.
I was a baseball guy before that, and then went to a local show and saw a bunch of hot guys and thought I was like, I would like to do that. I would like to be that.
So were you not jock hot guy before that? Because that's another one.
I was like a bully.
You what?
I was like a bully.
You were a bully?
Yeah. In middle school, I was like jersey sweatpants kind of guy.
Okay.
And I thought I was cool, but like I was really insecure. So I was like, but I was bigger than everybody. So I like would just be the bully.
But that's also like what makes a guy hot in high school. Insecure, but like overly confident because of it.
So this was middle school.
Oh, this was
say
middle school.
By high school, I had really bad acne and I was like, I was painfully weird. I was
okay.
Like the only person in my high school wearing girl pants. I would wear a bandana around my neck like every day.
Like French style?
No, like Hot Topic hipster
oh
type.
Oh my.
Like the sweatband, the deep V-necks. Like I was like just that kid. Like,
but it wasn't a crowd. It was you.
It was,
you were
I
that
was
crowd.
The only person looking like that. So I got bullied.
Right.
So the tables turned probably for the better.
So when did you? So what year of high school did you start playing?
Probably 10th grade.
10th grade, okay.
10th grade.
And so was it for the girls at all? Like did that cross your mind? Like was it a thing of like maybe I'll like be luckier with the ladies?
Not really.
Not at all?
Like I love attention. I always have. But I don't think it was necessarily like for, like honestly I just didn't really have a purpose, I guess. I kind of felt like
okay.
I was missing something.
Baseball wasn't filling that for you.
No, not really.
Okay.
My parents were upset about that, but whatever. I don't know. I think, like, people always pick up a guitar for that reason, like, for the girls. But, like, I want to say that I did, but I don't think I did.
I have started trying to pick up guitar during quarantine, and I will admit that it's 100% for the girls.
Okay. I respect that.
I'm sorry,
Have
Matt.
You got any?
None. But I also haven't been able to post yet because I'm like, I at least need to know how to play like one riff before I like post because then I'm way too much of a poser. But I also have child hands and it's been really hard.
What about a
little
guitar? I can't
hold all the notes at once. Whatever chord that is.
That's my mom's problem too.
It's tough for a girl. Girly to small hands, it's really tough. And I have like a child. I have like a mini Strat.
Okay.
And it's still very tough for me. But there's definitely a part of it that's like, I want to do this. This is cool. I'll like hear a song and be like, damn, I want to be able to play that. But there's definitely a part of me that's like, I'm also going to look fucking cool as hell.
You're definitely going to look cool.
So it's like, there's definitely a part of that that's like appealing, I think, to it. I'm going to pause this really quick.
Sure. I think people posting, like, them playing online is cool. Like, if you're good and you're good looking.
Yeah.
But I, like, am so nervous to do it. I don't know why. I feel like there's a fine line of, like, being lame and being cool.
For sure. I get that. I see certain people doing it, and I'm like, shut up. And I see certain people doing it, yes. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. I will say, as a viewer, it's cool when you do it.
Okay.
But maybe it's because you're, like, a little insecure about it, so you're coming at it with a humbleness that I'm catching on to. And I like.
I appreciate
versus like
that.
The guys who were like, just gonna play this really quick. And it's like, dude, shut up.
But I think if I were hotter, I would be that guy. I look at those guys and I'm like, you're so hot and cool. And like, you're probably douchey, but you get away with it.
100%.
I don't think I would get away with that. Because people know me. And they're like, that's not you.
For sure. That makes sense. But I also think there's something to be said about a guy who is too hot that everything he does becomes douchey.
Oh, it's just annoying.
Like, that's how I feel about the dude from the 1975. It's like, he's hot, and I can appreciate his hotness, and, like, I'm not above him in any way. Like, if I was single, I don't know if I'd fucking turn him down. But there's something about him that's like, you're so hot, and you've been told that you're so hot for so long.
But
that
I
smell it on you.
Is he hot because he's a musician, though? Is it one of those things? So I personally, when I look at that guy, I think you probably were a little bit dorky before you.
You think so?
Wrote songs. Yeah.
I think so, too. I get that. I think that he has another hot factor of him, and this is a terrible thing to say, but he has that, like, kind of, like, druggy look to him.
I know what you mean.
And if he's always naturally had that, then to me, he's always been hot.
I think probably he has, because when I listen to his music, I mean, it sounds, like, very autobiographical.
Yeah, it sounds like he has some demons.
Absolutely.
And that's hot.
Demons are hot.
Demons are hot.
Demons are undeniably hot.
Demons are undeniably hot. Oh, wow. Oh my God. Okay, so your social status going into music was nerdy.
Yeah, I think so.
And
it was nerdy, but it was like, I was the guy, everybody knew me because I was like the class clown.
Okay, okay.
So I was accepted in many different circles.
So you weren't like a pariah. You weren't like a social pariah. Like,
no.
You were nerdy, but like people still liked you.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
I was that way too. I was kind of the female version of that. I like wasn't cute enough to get the guys, but I was still cute enough to get invited to the parties because I like had a pretty good personality.
Absolutely. That was me, for sure. For sure.
So did you notice when you started publicly being a musician, even if you weren't like in a band yet, like playing, like having a guitar with you, maybe being in band, yeah. Did you notice a shift with women?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
I think like, well, yeah, no doubt. I think when I like started becoming a little bit more confident on guitar, like unfortunately I have to say I was the guy who brought guitar to school like every once in a while.
You have to. In high school you're so insecure, you have to latch on to whatever makes you cool and you have to make it your thing. And so I get that.
So for whatever reason, the girls that like I would have never expected to like look at me or talk to me were like kind of looking at me a little differently because I had a guitar. So I guess like I kind of became a little bit cooler.
Really?
A little hotter.
So like freshman year to senior year, big difference.
Oh, by senior year I was boss.
Like the percentage that you were like getting like, I don't know, what's like high school, like second, third base? Increased by like 100%.
It increased quite a bit.
There's a guy whose name I literally can't remember his first or his last name. I can barely remember what his face looks like, to be honest. I can kind of just picture his like silhouette in my high school, who was similar. There was like not a lot of guys who were like alternative at the time, and he was, and he was like played an instrument, was in a band, but like none of his bandmates like went to my high school. So he was very much like one of those guys that was like wasn't cool but didn't really care. Definitely had his like homies outside of school, so like it didn't really matter to him.
Right.
Nobody knew his fucking name for like freshman through junior year. Mm-hmm. And then senior year, easily in the top three hottest girls in my high school, her name was Natalie, decided that she liked him. And
so he went straight
being a musician
to the top.
In my high school was not a cool thing because
right.
I'm like from Miami. It was like you were either like a jock or you weren't cool, mm-hmm. or you were rich and you like drove like a Nissan 350Z. There was like no other type of cool. You were either like douchey cool with like a loud car or you were a jock.
Absolutely.
And so even for him, who was probably hot by default of being a musician, was like still not cool in my high school. Mm-hmm. And she was the girl who thought a musician was hot. And so she, like, literally made him her boyfriend, of course, because, like, if you're the top three hottest girls in your high school, you pick who you want.
Absolutely.
And, oh, my God, it was, like, something from a fucking, like, people think those movies are exaggerated about high school. They're not. It was, like, within a week, every girl thought he was hot. He was sitting with the cool guys.
That's all it takes.
It was the craziest thing. And the craziest part was he ended up cheating on her.
Because he got cocky.
He became the stereotypical. It's like being a musician was like cool for him because it was like his friends.
Yeah.
And like nothing else really mattered. And then the second like he attached being a hot guy musician, it like changed his personality.
I think that happens like probably way more than you actually know. I think like my friends and I have a kind of like an inside joke where like, if like a hot celebrity starts dating somebody that like you've never heard of, or you're mm-hmm. not necessarily ever, you know, you don't care about, whatever, and then they just like shoot to social status, like stardom, it's just that celebrity deciding like, okay, you're allowed, well, this is a little bit different because it's rich, but so we say you're allowed to be rich now, like, you're given the pass to like be rich, but like you're also given the pass to be hot now.
Yes.
Like, because other people will be like, oh, he dated so and so, like he's 100%. Definitely hot.
100%. I feel that way about Pete Davidson.
Okay.
Pete Davidson is hot in that, like, you know, crackhead tattoo way.
Sure.
But even so, he wasn't hot boy status.
No.
He had been on SNL before he dated Ariana Grande. He was an SNL cast member. So he was, like, rich mm-hmm. and, like, famous in the comedy world. But the second that they started dating, like, he's, like, ubiquitous hot now. Like, if you ask 20 girls in LA who, like, top three hottest guys are, like, a decent amount of them he's going to be on their list.
Yes, and he can pick now.
And he can pick now.
He's allowed to pick.
But it was because Ariana picked
him. She gave him the pass.
Behind every hot guy is a hot woman who gave him hot guy status.
The key.
The key.
Literally, you were handed the key. Like, this is like, okay, hot, now.
Exactly, it's crazy. So, do you have a specific moment or, like, memory where the first time that you got, like, musician-specific attention, female attention? Like,
man.
The first time that you were like, okay, this is what it's like.
Man, that's actually really, that's like a great question, because I don't know if there's like a specific like girl or like moment that like that happened, but I remember being just like the local guy.
Okay. And you're from a smaller town too,
Smaller town in Michigan, so... Like, when people outside of my high school, like, started kind of knowing me and my music, like, that was when I'm like, okay, something's, like, kind
For
of
sure.
stirring here.
Was this MySpace days?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you were putting your music on MySpace?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
MySpace. So, MySpace, I think, did more for me, for my hotness than
really?
Music actually did.
But. Well, that makes sense, because there was, at that time... And you're a couple years older than me, but I was still, like, in that... I was born in 93, so I was still in that MySpace cool era, where it's, like, there were such thing as MySpace guys. Like,
MySpace
hot
famous
MySpace guys.
Thing.
MySpace famous.
For sure.
That's the OG influencer.
So I think I was, like...
So you were MySpace famous?
Regionally MySpace famous. Substantially, locally MySpace famous.
Right.
Because I had... And I'm embarrassed to admit it now, but there was a photo shoot that I did for my band at the time.
Okay.
We were called the Dryleaf Project.
Okay.
For whatever reason. And it was me and one other guy. We were sitting on a washer and dryer in a wife beater, completely soaked. I was completely soaking wet and he was dry.
Hot boy shit.
So I was like, you know, doing the face, and I like had just gotten like my first tattoo, which okay. was a fucking chess piece.
Yeah. And but also big deal for that age. Like, tattoos are, like, instantly hot at that yeah. age. Versus not, like, everyone has a few. But, like, at, exactly. at that age, it's like, oh, my God, MySpace guy, who can play a instrument, who has a chess piece?
A tattoo.
Oh, my God. It doesn't matter what your personality is like at this point.
Yeah, but that's why MySpace was great, because then I was like, you have a picture, and, like, I can write whatever funny bullshit on there that
right.
I want.
Right.
You don't have to know me, but the sopping wet washing machine picture was kind of what did it for me.
And really?
That was a promo picture for my band. So
wow.
it kind of was like a thing.
Damn.
And I just remember it was my MySpace picture forever.
Because it had kind of launched you into a new era.
I mean, yeah.
Hot boy.
Into a stratosphere of hotness.
Wow.
That I hadn't experienced before.
So were you like getting hit up on MySpace by girls?
So I think my messages were more well received after that.
Got
Not
it.
Necessarily like
Got
being
it.
Hit up, but like I wasn't being left on read anymore.
Got it. Okay, good to know.
Yeah. I was joining the whore trains or whatever it was called. Am I allowed to say whore trains?
Whore trains.
Remember what,
that was
a thing. I can't believe they were called whore trains.
I know. Well, there's a lot of things now from the early 2000s that I'm like, that's crazy. We were watching a season of Survivor the other night. And it was season 7, so it came out, like, literally probably, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And you know how they always have two different tribes?
Mm-hmm.
This one season was men versus women.
Great.
We literally had to turn it off after, like, 15 minutes. Because it was so sexist.
Sure.
And I can, like, roll with the punches on that shit, especially when it's just, like, aged out. I can,
yeah.
like, be fine with it. And it was, like... Literally, the guys would be like, what do you guys think? You guys think, I bet you the girls are all just sitting around their tent with their tits out talking about their boyfriends. It was like, you think it was parody.
My God.
Like, it was the crazy. It was like, I cannot believe this is real.
Oh, that's so cringe.
But yeah, the shit that you could get away with, whore trains is a good example of that. Just like all that shit was crazy.
MySpace, man.
But that's also a good segue into, so I feel like there's this common theme of girls who want to date a musician, right? Like,
for
who
sure.
want to date. And I feel like with those girls, they have to act like they don't know the band or that they don't care about the band.
That definitely
In your
exists.
Experience, do musicians really not date fans? Or are there levels? Like, well, you date a fan but not a stan.
So there's definitely levels.
Okay.
I think for the most part, musicians are trying not to date a fan.
Why?
I don't necessarily like want that like kind of like leg up type thing. Like I don't want her to like initially
like idolize
like
you?
Me because of something that isn't like necessarily me or whatever.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's a core part of me is like being a musician and like
right.
doing music, but I don't know. Like, it just feels like dirty. It feels weird.
Okay. Do you feel like you're like slightly taking advantage?
I think that you probably can, in some situations, you probably can.
Okay.
So definitely not a stan. You definitely am not, you're not.
It can't be like a super fan who's like tweeting you once a week and shit. Like,
no.
At that point, I feel like they're also usually young. So that's, I'm sure, a thing.
I mean,
there's like
you'd be surprised.
The
age of stans can get quite up there. It can get up there.
Okay. So it's just more about like. Is it more about, like, the personality type? Like, is it, like... For me, I can say that as a non-musician, because I'm not going to, like, ostracize any fans. But, like, for
sure.
me, it's, like, if somebody is, like, oh, I've, like, I follow you on Instagram. You know, you're cute. That, to me, is, like, not even a fan. But
no,
like,
that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, if somebody... I, like, went on a date, and then I found that they had DM'd me, like, 20 times. It's, like... That person's free to do whatever they want. It's fine if they really like me and love the podcast or
yeah.
something. But I think there's like a sense of like somebody who is talking to someone that they don't know personally that much, to me is just a personality trait that I'm not necessarily physically or sexually attracted to.
Yeah. I think there's just like a sort of a disconnect between some stans who, like you said, like will message you as if, I guess, they kind of, like, know you
right.
or think that they know you.
Right.
Or, like, you know, because I like your music, I have all this access to you, and I'm entitled to your response,
right.
and I'm entitled to your attention as well.
And they also have, like, a perceived version of you at that point.
Exactly. So, yeah, they've probably never hung out with me. They've probably only, you know, experienced the bits that we put online
right.
or whatever else. Like, maybe we've met in person, but Yeah, it's never like that full scope of like, I don't want that person to think that they want to date me or like have a relationship with me if they literally don't know me.
Right.
And I think that's a lot of like where the disconnect between stans and their and the musicians are. A fan, like a casual fan, I think is completely different because
okay.
I've definitely met like a person at a show that I'm like, oh, this person is interesting to me. This person's good looking.
Right, right, right.
And it didn't really bother me that they were there for the show. I guess, but then the level of like what were they there for? Were they there even there for right. my band? If they weren't there for my band, that's even better.
Okay.
So I definitely have met, I met a girl and we had a night together.
Got it.
I met her at the show.
And
but it was not
a champ show.
It was a Day to Remember show.
Okay.
We were on the bill, we were playing.
Got it.
And she was not there for my band and had never heard of my band because
okay.
we were the opener.
Is that hot to you?
It was hot to me because the attraction was just like, this feels like me
right.
meeting you at a bar
right.
or me meeting you at the park. Like,
right.
you were not there for my band. You probably didn't even know I was on stage or, you know, because there was thousands of people there. Like, you,
right.
I mean, so for me, that was like, okay, we made eye contact. I thought you were hot.
It feels genuine.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so we went to the bar after that and, you know, whatever else. But
right.
like, if I were to meet her and she was like, oh my God, I love your band.
Right.
I just bought a t-shirt.
Or like at
blah,
a meet and
blah,
greet or
yeah.
something.
I'm less likely to be like, let's go get a drink.
Right.
As a sexually attracted or romantically whatever.
Right. Versus
we
as
can
a
get a
home,
drink
as a,
as a homie.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Right.
So.
This is a hypothetical.
Okay.
But what if a person made the argument that Everybody sees someone and is attracted to them based off of something surface level.
Mm-hmm.
So for me as a fan, that thing is just that you happen to play in a band that I really like. And that's like something about you that I think is cool. I also want to get to know you on a more deeper level. Is that like an argument that you could get on board with?
I mean, I think that exists. I think that's definitely a
okay.
thing.
Because I feel like we both, you probably more than I do, know people in bands whose girlfriends were, and knowingly, fans of theirs before. Maybe not stans, but fans of theirs
yeah,
before.
Absolutely.
And I think some of those girls, I don't know all of them, but I think that there are some of them who are just like, yeah, I think it's hot to me that I'm dating a guy that was in a band that I liked. I also love this person.
Sure.
And now we're on a deeper level.
Yeah, I think it can evolve into that.
Got
as well.
It, got it. But I can see it also being more of a gamble.
Yeah, that's where I think like I kind of stray away from it because I'm like I don't necessarily know if it's gonna be worth the risk.
Right.
Like, not that it's like a risk in a like a oh this is like a sketchy thing.
Right.
But like it, you know, your time.
Right.
Your time, your energy, your effort, whatever is a risk.
Absolutely.
But I think that I've probably done that. I've definitely seen female artists that I'm like this girl is hot.
Right.
Because she's playing a song.
Right.
I don't know anything about her.
But I like the song
would
and
get
she's cool
to know
on stage.
Her
right,
if she were
right,
to talk
right,
to me.
Right,
absolutely.
For sure.
So, yeah.
In that situation, would you play down how much you liked the band, her band or her music?
I am always the person that, like, probably... I'm always the person who's complimentary.
Okay, good. That's
so
good.
So, if I like something, I don't like to, like, pretend like I don't... I fucking cannot stand when people do that to
when
me.
When people like water down their interests or whatever
if
to make
we kicked
seem
ass
cooler.
That night and you want to tell us that we kicked ass, like I am so, I'm like happy to
yeah.
hear that.
Right.
But yeah, don't pretend like, you, oh yeah, like I've heard of you guys. Like, well, you know, like,
right.
I'm like, you just fucking,
it's
I just
cooler.
Saw you
it's,
moshing.
It's
like,
cooler just be like, yeah, like I fuck with you guys. That's
yeah,
sick.
Absolutely.
For sure.
I'm going to be that person all day.
Okay. So that's good.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing two-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
What percentage I don't know if you can answer this without throwing some of your homies under the bus. What percentage of hot band guys are dicks? In your opinion, in your experience.
I mean, at least 50.
At least 50?
It's half, for sure.
Okay. I think that actually feels generous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably being generous. it's probably more like 70.
Why is that? Is it because they've been just gassed up so hard?
Yes. Yeah, I don't think there's really any other reason. It's like you've been given, like, so there's a thing, like, when you kind of become, like, known, mm-hmm. that people like to just give you stuff, and people okay. like to do things for you, and you get into places for free, mm-hmm. and this, that, and the other thing. And I think, like, that kind of transfers over to, I guess, relationships, yeah. or, like, even your interactions with people. It's just like, why aren't you, like, if you're not getting that attention, why aren't you giving that to me?
Right,
you know,
right,
so
right.
I think, it, you know, there's that kind of, like, entitlement that comes along with it.
For sure.
But also, like, I feel like if you're a hot person, you've always been hot, it's just, it is kind of, like, hard to fault that person for that.
Right, because they only know it one way.
Exactly. But I still think you're a dickhead.
Yeah, for sure. And especially a guy, and again, this is kind of rare, but it definitely exists. A guy who has always been hot, has always gotten attention, and then became a musician and got, like, on a totally other level.
I think you're probably the worst type of person if that's you.
Absolutely.
Because you were, like, already getting everything because you were hot, and then you got, like, if you were gold level, you become platinum.
Yeah.
That, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've evolved.
Yeah, for sure.
You went from fucking Charmander to Charizard.
For sure. So, another stereotype is that guys in bands are emotionally unavailable. You're in a committed relationship. So, that's not true. And actually, as is every single guy in your band.
So, I think there's a point in your life when you decide that, like, being emotionally unavailable is not, it doesn't really matter anymore.
Okay.
For me, I think I would say probably for the longest time, I was completely I was unavailable.
Okay. Was that linked at all to you being a musician?
Purposefully.
Okay. Why?
Yeah. Because, like you said, I mean, you do kind of, like, it sucks to, like, fucking say some of this stuff out loud, but, like, you do kind of, I feel like, maybe have a chance with some people that maybe you wouldn't have, like,
right. No, you want to keep your options open.
An opportunity to talk to somebody, to get to know somebody. So, like, yeah, I think for the longest time I was just always, like, just seeing what's out there.
Right, right. But also, you're afforded this, and this isn't a bad thing, this is a great thing. You're afforded this opportunity to get lots of attention, mm-hmm. to travel the world,
yeah.
to have people, as much as some of it may be surface level, give you a chance that you yeah. might not have gotten otherwise.
Exactly.
Like, as much as it sounds almost, like, counterintuitive, it's like people get to know you, and maybe it's disingenuous in the beginning because it's the fact that you have a guitar in your hand,
right.
but, like, that person might not have gotten to know you otherwise.
For sure.
And that can lead to a very real connection. And something I think can start weird
yeah.
and still blossom into something really, really nice.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. Like, for you know, right out of high school and on, like, I was a horny guy.
Right.
I was, like, excited.
You're sowing your wild oats.
Yeah, I was excited about the attention that I was getting. I was excited about the people that I was meeting. And one of the things that you said, I think, is like, really important to note is the, you know, seeing the world, like, meeting people from, you know, other countries
yeah.
and other continents and all over the world that you definitely would never have met if you didn't have the opportunity to be in a band, to
For
go
sure.
to those places, play those shows. And I think a lot of people, you know, I guess I'm, like, getting off the topic of like, unemotionally available, but, or emotionally unavailable, but, you know, like, I always say that, like, soulmates to me are kind of, like, maybe a myth.
I agree with that.
Because there are so many people that you can meet, that you have the opportunity to meet, that you could fall in love with, that you could end up with, if you put in that time, effort,
100%.
Energy, whatever, blah,
and if,
blah, blah.
Or if one little thing went differently or
exactly.
whatever. I think soulmates are, I think the believing in soulmates can be ruin relationships.
It can.
Because the problem with that is I believed in soulmates for a long time, as I think most people did, but also, like, I'm a female, and, like, for a while I was straight, so, yeah. like, I was, like, very much ingrained with, like, right. the soulmate idea. And I think the problem with that is you go into every single relationship thinking that that person is your soulmate, and that's a lot of pressure
so I
to
started,
put in a relationship.
Yes, so I started going to relationships thinking, like, oh, somebody else could be my person.
Right. So you're not, you're almost like not giving them everything.
I wasn't giving anybody like the full me.
Right.
Because I was like, well, what if I meet this person here and I, you know, I'm attracted to this and I want to, you know, like every path was like an exciting thing for
right.
me. I'm like, this possible path could, my life could be completely different if I go down this path with this person.
Right.
And so I was given those opportunities and I was kind of like, I guess it does come across as like a very cocky or like maybe douchey thing to the person that maybe you're giving more attention to, because it's really hard to explain that to somebody that loves you or even likes you.
Like, I love you too, but like I want to see what else is out there. It's like a really hard thing to say to someone.
Exactly. Especially if they believe in
they don't believe somebody else is out there better for
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
For sure.
So for me, for probably, I mean, yeah, 7 or 8 years, I was operating that way.
Right.
And so I still definitely think that, but I have a person now that I like giving that time, energy.
Right, that kind of ticks the boxes that make you happy in the moment.
Exactly.
And I think that's fine. I think, too, a lot of times with soulmates, people think that, like, if there's, like, one disconnect, like, oh, this person isn't my soulmate,
right.
and then they write off the relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw this tweet the other day, and it went viral, and that pissed me off even more. And it was like, your person will know exactly how to deal with you. Hmm. And I was like, that makes no fucking sense. Like, what? Like, even if there is soulmates, that person's still meeting you for the first, like,
yeah.
nobody's gonna just know you, and like there's this fucking magic God or whatever the fuck is up there is gonna like put this knowledge in their head that like they know exactly your love language and how to deal with you when you're
right.
upset. Like, every relationship takes work.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of work. So like, ingraining the idea that one day you're going to find a person who's just going to magically know exactly it's going to be easy
yeah.
is so, so detrimental to relationships.
Absolutely.
And I didn't like, you know, I'm a lot less confrontational than some people on Twitter, including your girlfriend. She probably would have quote tweeted it if she had thought of it.
What the fuck is this
exactly,
shit?
Exactly. So I just said, fuck it. But I really wanted to, because I don't want young girls to, especially to read that and be like, yeah. write off somebody
waiting
for this to happen, because it's
yeah.
never gonna happen.
No.
It is literally never gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean, and not even soulmates, like I think like even romantic and sexual relationships that I was in, I kind of operated that way too.
Right.
It was just like, well, do I want to put in the work to make the, like, if this sexual relationship isn't as good as I want it to be, like, am I gonna put in the work to like make it better,
mm-hmm.
or do I see what else is out there?
Right.
So I definitely like kept everybody at arm's length.
And do you feel like you almost had the privilege of being able to do that on a bigger level because
yeah.
you were in a band and because you were meeting so many more people and you had access to so many more people?
I don't think at the time I maybe knew that, but like looking back, for sure.
Right, because like an unattractive by society standards guy who's like an accountant in Boise, Idaho might have that same feeling, but there's a lesser chance that he's going to end it with somebody who hits 50% of his boxes because
yeah.
like his pool is smaller.
For sure.
Versus somebody who has access to the world, essentially.
For sure.
It's easier for them to kind of hop around and be like, no, it's fine, because like you know you're going to find someone who's at least going to like make you feel somewhat good
yeah,
in
absolutely.
The next town.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It can get lonely. It can definitely get lonely,
yeah.
for sure.
Well, because like you said, you're not giving your whole self to anyone.
And I was kind of wondering, like, I was kind of like waiting, like, oh, is somebody going to come around that's going to make me feel that way?
Yeah.
Where I don't want to have to do this. And so, yeah, eventually somebody did, you know, maybe not check every single box, but
of course.
It was like, okay, you know, I want to put in the work now.
Right, they're worth it.
For sure.
So what's the difference between someone like you or other guys who have found that versus like these John Mayer types, let's say, who musician, has access to a million
yeah.
girls, is now what, 46 or something, mm-hmm. still hasn't found someone, still kind of like Peter Pan a little bit.
I think there are just people that don't care about like needing to be in like that relationship.
Okay. So do you think some people, and especially guys in bands who almost have this stereotype that they might not even be are, like, put under more of a lens. Like, for John Mayer, he's, like, seen as a douchebag, but maybe he just doesn't want to be in a relationship.
See,
but he's held to a higher standard because he's a musician. So
I think there are other things that make John Mayer probably a douchebag.
right.
I think he does probably get a bad rap because he is, like, a sexual guy.
Right.
Like, a publicly sexual guy. And he's been with multiple...
Famous women.
Yeah, famous women. But at the same time, when I think about John Mayer, I'm like, that is somebody who... cares so much about his profession and his craft and like what he's good at that maybe he would rather put the time and energy into that rather than like trying to find a relationship that is potentially going to blossom or
for
be
sure.
fruitful or whatever.
For like, sure.
You know, there are those workaholic people who their relationships suffer because they're workaholics.
Yeah.
So I think maybe he's realized like my relationship would probably suffer because I know what type of person that I am.
Absolutely.
And there were times where I thought that too. Like I'm like, dude, I'm always touring. I'm always on the road.
For
and if
sure.
I'm not, I'm doing this other thing music wise. So I'm like, if I get in a relationship, is that a selfish thing for me to do?
For sure.
And you know, I guess I probably like use that as an excuse for a bit, but
it's also valid.
But it's valid.
It
is for sure.
So that's interesting because that's almost the opposite spectrum of like a guy who is like universally attractive and like plays guitar really well is also kind of put under like a microscope and like everything they do is scrutinized. Like everything goes back to them being a hot guy musician.
Mm-hmm.
Even when, like you said, they could be doing something totally unselfishly or maybe not even generously, but just doing their own thing. Like not with like any sort of like regard for like, oh, fuck these bitches. I'm going to fuck them all.
Right.
More about like just doing their own thing. But like they're going to be seen as a douchebag.
Yeah.
They're always going to be seen
as a
douchebag.
I'm probably giving John Mayer the benefit of the doubt. Honestly. Like there are definitely guys out there who are just like, you know, it's sick that I can fuck whoever I want.
Of course.
And I'm just not worried about it.
Of course.
But I don't know. I don't really know if I know any of those guys personally. Maybe. There's probably one or two in my life that I know like that.
That are just straight up douchebags.
That are just
like want to fuck whoever they want to fuck,
yeah,
whatever they want to fuck.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any way around like not thinking that that type of guy is like a dick.
That's hard for me because
it kind of sucks.
I can see that guy is not a dick.
Yeah.
But that's because I don't know that guy and because he didn't do it to me.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like I can understand a guy, a person, male or female, who wants to fuck everything that moves that lets them consensually?
Yeah,
is not necessarily
as long
a bad
as you're going,
person.
Yeah, as long as you're going about it in a way that's like not sketchy.
Right, and that's
shitty.
The issue is I think that sometimes, I mean, it takes two to tango. But I've grappled with this before, where it's like, if a guy doesn't say he wants a relationship, or maybe outright says he doesn't want a relationship, that's then on the other person to decide if they want to like hook up with that person
right.
or be involved with that
right.
person. I think a lot of guys lead girls on because they know they're going to get, you know, multiple hookups out of it or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
But if a guy, I've also met guys who were very honest from the beginning and they hook up with 10 girls a week, but they tell every single one of them, this is only going to be a hookup. That guy's not a douchebag to me.
You have to like have balls of steel to be able to do that. Well, I
for
respect
sure.
people that like dudes that are able to do that because I think that it, in my experience where I probably got in the most trouble with the people that I was either seeing or hooking up with or whatever, was when I was not 100% honest
yeah.
about my availability.
100%.
So it's really funny that now that Gabby and I have been together almost 3 years, like our relationship started with me being completely honest about not wanting to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And so I said, I just gotten out of a relationship a month ago.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a relationship. I like spending a lot of time with you. I happened to be in LA for like a month.
Right.
So I was hanging out with her like every day.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm having a great time with you, but I don't want to be in a relationship with
for
you.
For sure.
And then she was like, that's fine. But I think she took it as a game.
For
like,
sure.
To be like, okay, what can I do to like
women
flip,
do that a lot.
This guy.
Right. How can I get him to fall in love with me? But, and I'm not saying you did this, but do you feel like there's also a sense of like, actions are louder than words, and maybe you were saying you didn't want a relationship, but you were acting like you wanted one.
I was acting like.
Like, were you guys acting like boyfriend and girlfriend?
Like, I was just. I think I was simply enjoying what was happening.
Okay.
I think
okay.
I was just like
That's
kind of
fair.
Drinking it in. Like, you know, we were playing house in a sense, but like, there was a thought in the back of my mind where I'm like, okay, well, as soon as I go back on tour,
this is over.
I'm probably going to hang out with this person.
Right.
And I'm maybe going to meet this person or whatever.
Right. You were single in your mind.
I was single. Yeah. I was for sure single. And I tried to make that clear, but my actions were probably saying something different because I was sleeping in her bed.
And I think on the opposite side, when you want someone, like, you're going to read into everything as like, oh, he's saying this, but like, he doesn't mean it.
For sure.
So that's again where it's like two. You know what I mean? Yeah, for sure. Why do you think, in your opinion, people are more attracted to a guy in a band?
I think, you know, we kind of touched on it a little bit earlier in this in the episode, but like, it, there's no doubt when like somebody is like really good at something.
At anything.
It doesn't matter what it is.
That's
like
true.
When somebody excels at like what they're doing, it's just like it's cool. It's respectable. It's like kind of inspiring in a way.
Absolutely.
And like if you have even a grain of hotness, it's like it turns into something.
Unless you're like seriously unfortunate looking, if you're doing something really well, it's hot. Like I've been attracted to a guy because he's like playing violin really well, and I'm like, damn, play that violin, baby. Like,
but even that, like, there's that thing where you're like, oh, that person is like actually ugly, but like in a hot way.
For sure. Oh, I have made this joke before to my female friends. My type, except for Matt. Matt's honestly, and I'm not just saying this because I'm in love with him, Matt is very classically attractive.
Yes.
But in general, my type has usually been ugly guys who...
Ugly hot
guys. Ugly hot guys. Yeah. Ugly hot has been like a thing for me.
Ugly
for
hot
sure.
is a for sure thing. That's never been my... Okay, maybe I guess like if I'm looking at a magazine or like somebody on the TV, I'm like, oh, this person is like probably not my type because they're kind of ugly, but I still think they're hot.
Oh, well, I was going to say, does that exist for girls?
Ugly hot, for sure.
For sure?
I think when I think about ugly hot, I think about like a lot of models. Like you want the weird kind of like
bony face or like severe features.
Yes, exaggerated features is a for sure thing. Like, and I guess it's like, it feels bad to like say ugly, I guess, because it's just, you know, everybody's got different standards.
But also everybody's ugly to someone. It's fine. Somebody's probably looked at me and been like, that bitch is ugly. And that's fine. That's okay.
I am ugly. Like that's why I'm like so stoked to be doing this.
So
I feel
two
like,
uglies can call other people ugly. You're allowed.
Oh, it's great. When my friend is legitimately ugly, I'm like, dude, you are so fucking ugly. It's insane. And he laughs.
Okay, that makes sense. And I feel like it's also like you said earlier, it's like, not only were you, like, a musician now in high school, but you also, like, became confident because of that. And confidence is hot.
Yes.
There's a lot of guys that I'm, like, I've had girlfriends who are, like, he's so hot, he's so hot, he's so hot. And I'm, like, no, he's not. He's just, like, really, really confident. And I think men are better at that than women. Like, I think men, it's a lot easier for, like, a man to be unattractive and still get a lot of girls sheerly based off confidence.
For sure.
Because I just don't think women necessarily have that confidence as much whatever reason. But I think the confidence that comes from having to be on a stage, having to perform, you know, the confidence of knowing you're good at what you do, being good at what you do, all of that stuff together. And I also think there's the sense of other people want you, right? It's like everybody wants something that other people want. So it's like a guy is slightly unattractive and like if the last three girls he's dated were supermodels, I'm like, what am I missing?
Right.
What am I missing here?
Like he's got something else that
exactly,
you don't know
that I need to know.
I mean, confidence is 100% like, well, it's not 100% what makes somebody hot, but I think it's a large portion of what makes somebody hot. Mm-hmm. And for me in my life, like my confidence has like changed over the years, I think, like in it shows itself in like different ways. Like I think my most recent confidence shift has been like my style, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Very, very, very confident in like wearing like maybe something that I wouldn't have like even a year or two ago.
Absolutely.
And
that's
I
hot.
Mean,
that's
style
a hot guy.
Hot.
That's a hot guy thing for
exactly.
sure. Style is hot, and also having the confidence to wear things that not everybody else is wearing.
So I think somebody can look at me and say like, oh, that guy's wearing a cool, you know, pair of pants or whatever that I don't think I could pull off. Like, he's just, like, looks cooler. He looks, like, hotter, whatever, in that way. Because I do that.
Right.
I literally look at people and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, that outfit is insane.
100%.
But you are crushing it right now.
Absolutely.
You look so good.
Absolutely.
And I think that makes you hot. Like, I always say, I'm not hot. I just dress well. Like, I just dress well. Like.
Well, and you're in a band.
And I'm in a band.
But all that stuff.
But I dress well because I feel like more people are looking at me
totally.
To like you know, people are taking pictures of me on stage. People are like,
right,
you know, meet and greet, whatever. Like, I don't want to look back at those pictures and be like, oh my God, like I looked like a piece of shit.
Right.
And I do, like, I do look back at pictures.
On older ones?
From like when I first joined State Champs in 2014, 15, whatever, I look back at pictures and I'm like, oh my God. Like, I just didn't realize I didn't care.
Yeah.
But like, I really didn't care. Now I care because I'm like, well, it's fun to care, first of all. But,
of course.
But yeah, like, I want to feel hot.
Right.
For myself.
Right.
I want to be able to
when
look
at the picture.
When
you feel hot, you are hot, though, for sure.
That's confidence.
That's confidence, absolutely. Yeah. So, last question. This is sheer curiosity. At your, let's say, maybe you're there now, but at your, like, peak of, like, I'm hot. No, not you're not there now because you're dating yet, but, like, at your peak of, like, I'm single, I'm hot, like, I can get a ton of girls, mm-hmm. like, on tour, at your best, whatever. Did you ever feel like there was pressure to hook up more or like to be like a sex god because you like dressed well, girls wanted you, you were in a band? Like, did it almost make things harder in that sense? Like, did you ever have pressure?
That wasn't really me because,
okay.
And am I kind of thankful that my band is like pretty nerdy and like,
it's like part of the charm.
We're like a very interesting looking like Motley Crue type of people.
Absolutely,
like,
for sure. All super different.
Our personalities, our looks, everything about the people in my band are so different. So I think if there were like one other person in my band that was like encouraging me to be like, yo, like, let's go.
Let's bring 10 girls back to the hotel.
Yeah. If somebody was encouraging me to do that, like maybe there was a point in my life where I would have been like, yes, I'm down. But like my band was never like that.
Got
so kind of thankfully, like I was like forcefully pushed down a different road.
Okay. Okay. So you guys kept each other in check.
Not to say that we didn't have some fun, wild times.
Of course.
But yeah, I don't think I ever felt the pressure to just be like the guy.
Right.
But also I never really felt like the guy.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know.
Like I wonder if like these like band guys that are like crazy famous, super hot and single,
yeah.
have like pressure to have performance anxiety because like a girl hooks up with them and expects,
well, they're gonna say something and somebody else is probably gonna find out
and
about...
That's the thing too, it's gonna be talked about more, like an average guy who has 600 followers and is private on Instagram is like, you're not telling everybody you know that you hooked up with them versus like if you hook up with a famous guy, you are, and people are gonna inevitably ask, how is the sex?
Exactly.
That's what I wonder if that weighs on these hot guys.
I think it might, but like if you're hot and you're just crushing like constantly, like you probably have figured it out.
That's true.
Now,
that's true. That's absolutely true.
You know, like when you have more
practice
experience,
makes perfect.
Exactly. And I think that was maybe one of the reasons why I didn't try to do that because I didn't have sex till I was 21 years old.
Late bloomer.
I was a very late bloomer. Like I have a lot of Christian guilt.
Right, of course.
So
classic.
I thought that I was saving myself for marriage, then mm-hmm. I just decided, nah.
Classic Nick Jonas.
Exactly. The purity ring. I didn't have the purity ring. But, like, I don't know. Maybe if I started sooner, I would have, like, been more confident and then would have put myself out there more. But I was not a confident person in my sexual relationships at all.
Right.
So
there was no pressure to perform.
There was no pressure to perform for me.
Good to know.
I felt like I was kind of always decent, though.
I felt
like I was getting the job done.
I do think, and this is not to discourage anyone listening, but I do think that there's a natural talent to sex. I genuinely believe that.
For sure.
I believe that some people can have a lot of sex and still just, like, never get the rhythm right or never really know the right spots or never get the confidence. Some people are confident and very not confident in bed. And I think there is somewhat. You can learn and you can, especially with a partner, you can learn exactly what makes them tick. But I do think that there is some natural talent to sex.
I'm really thankful for my first girlfriend that I had sex with because she was so, like, she knew that I had never had sex.
Okay.
And she definitely taught me, like, purposefully taught me a lot of things because she wanted to obviously be pleasured. Like,
right,
she
of
was
course.
Like, if we're going to do this, I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Right.
And she walked me through it. And like, honestly, she was the worst partner in every other way. She was just, we were a horrible match for each other. We should have never been together. But in that way, I'm like so thankful for that relationship because then after that, I was like, I know more than I would have. You know, now I feel like I know kind of what I'm doing going into the next one.
For sure. Absolutely.
So,
that's super helpful.
Thank you, Katie Wallace.
Yeah. It's funny because this is where I'll end it, but I always say that people think that the more girls you, like guys who have had sex with like 100 girls are better at sex. I personally think that guys who have been in like 3 long-term relationships are almost always going to be better at sex. Because when you're comfortable with someone and that person takes the time to teach you and stuff, like somebody who's been in like 2 long-term relationships for 3 years, in my opinion, are going to be better than sex. Versus a guy who's never been in a relationship.
Fair.
Because when you have a one-night stand with someone, you're not communicating really, not super.
Yeah.
You're usually just like drawn to just doing it. You're trying to figure it out, but you're not necessarily like having in-depth conversations about, you know, how to do it.
Exactly. Because that's uncomfortable.
Exactly. Especially with a stranger.
Yes.
So I think that a guy who's been in a long-term relationship is pretty much always going to be a better lover.
They're gonna have a base. They're gonna have a base.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
When I think about hot guys, I think about like this guy thinks that he's like killing it every time and maybe isn't.
That's true. I think that I've had better sex with ugly guys than hot guys.
Why do you think that is?
Because they want to try harder to please you.
Yes, dude, for sure. Maybe that's why I've gotten good. Because I was like, fuck, man, I need to be hotter. I need this girl. This girl, please like me.
If I'm not attractive, she needs to come.
Yes. At least I'll get to. I'll do
At
that.
Least I'll do that.
That
at least
I promise.
She'll come. Oh my god, okay, that's a great place to end. Thank you for being on for a second time.
That was great.
It's been pretty much a year, I think almost to the, like, close to the date since you've been on, so 1 year anniversary.
Well,
I'll see you next September.
What were you waiting for? Get me on again.
I know, we'll do it.
I haven't had sex in a while.
In your defense, Gabby's in Wisconsin.
That's true.
So, thank you again for being on. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, please leave a good rating. It really helps me out, and I'll talk to you later.